We're past Labor Day, we're into September, and that means election season really kicking into high gear. We've got 6 state constitutional amendments on the ballot. Every single state House and state Senate seat is contested this year, with Republicans and Democrats both nominating candidates. And it is a very important election, not just on the national level, but also on the state level, as Democrats are looking to retake the majority in one or both of those houses, or at least overcome the Republicans' veto-proof majority in both. Many organizations are out and about getting the campaign underway. One of them is Flip NC, and they're looking to flip some districts in North Carolina, and they're focusing on a few in particular that are especially flippable. So we're joined now here in the studio by Andrea Cash and Amy Cox of Flip NC. How are you doing?
Hi, great. 61 days to go, but 61. Who's counting?
Who's counting, right? Yeah. You've got a big flip chart like on the wall somewhere, right? Yeah. So tell us about Flip NC. What is the organization? What is the goal? How did it organize?
So we were founded in January of 2017, right around the time of the president's inauguration, and we're all volunteers. We all have full-time jobs. We just decided we couldn't sit on the sidelines anymore. We wanted to get involved, and you know, we kind of joke that we used to go to brunch and go to the movies and stuff, and now this is what we do in our free time, is this community organizing on the grassroots level. We decided to focus on the North Carolina House because I'll let Amy talk a little bit more about this, but basically we have to start in our backyard, and we have to fix Raleigh before we can really even think about fixing Washington, D.C.
Amy?
Yeah, so we understand why people are very focused at the national level right now. We are too. But in North Carolina, our congressional maps are so gerrymandered. Really, it's going to take a 13-point swing to flip one of those seats, just a 7 to 10 point swing to flip an entire house in the legislature. So that's where we're focused. We need to get fair maps. We need to take back one chamber to get a seat at the table, to get those fair maps. And The maps were ruled unconstitutional, but they'll still be in place for 2018. Just because they were ruled unconstitutional doesn't mean that the legislature is going to do the right thing and fix them. They're going to keep trying to get as much power as possible by continuing to gerrymander those maps. So we just need to get restore balance and restore representation of the people of North Carolina.
And in order to do that, focusing on specific districts, and this is, I think, really good for people in Orange County who want to get involved, but maybe don't know necessarily what to do or how to do it because, oh man, my state representative is, they're a Democrat, my state representative is already a Democrat, my state senator is already a Democrat, where do I focus my attention? You've identified the state house districts where people can focus,
right? We live in a blue bubble, but there are 5 house districts within 25 to 30 miles of here that are very flippable. I mean, in order to break the supermajority, the GOP supermajority in the House in Raleigh and restore the governor's veto, we need to flip 4 seats. So we could do that without leaving the 919 area code. I mean, if we just kind of get in the car, go 20 miles, knock on doors, you know, send some texts, write some letters. We just have to get people to the polls.
Yeah, and we can do it without changing any minds. This is a blooming election year. The last one, 12 years ago, turnout was 37%. That's about half what turnout was in 2016. And so we just need to get left-leaning voters to the polls. We don't need to change any minds, and that's especially a unique thing this year. So we want to flip those seats this year. They'll be easier to defend in 2020 than to take more seats at that point.
Speaking with Andrea Cash and Amy Cox, Flip NC is the organization. So are you focusing on registering new voters, getting out the vote among people who generally vote anyway but may not in the midterms?
We're looking to get out the vote of people who are registered, but they're more, you know, they vote in the presidential years, they skip an election, and they may not be up to date. You know, things are changing so much. I saw this poll today that from Elon that only 8% of registered voters are familiar
or
know a lot.
We were talking about that, yeah.
Oh, okay, know
about
a lot about these amendments. It's like, we got to do some voter education to, you know, stress the importance of what's on the ballot. So we just have to get out the vote. And I mean, that's an important thing to say if you're thinking about canvassing or making calls. You know, it's not hostile when you're knocking on doors of someone who is a registered Democrat or a left-leaning independent.
Yeah. Speaking with, again, Andrea Cash, you just heard her, Amy Cox. So what are, and I mean, you've been out and about, you've been knocking on doors, you've been talking to people. We're going to be talking with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling in a few minutes, and he'll have his own numbers on what the key issues are that people are particularly concerned about. There are so many this year on the state and national level. What are you hearing on the ground from people in these districts? What are people most concerned about?
Healthcare, education.
Yeah.
I mean, just fair maps, right? I mean, I think we all deserve, it's like, it's okay if, like, we're not always going to win, but can we have a kind of a fair playing field here? Mm-hmm. Fair maps. And then, of course, I mean, we're hearing a lot about what's happening in D.C. as well. I mean, that's on people's minds. Like, mostly when we knock doors, it's, oh my gosh, thank you for doing this. I'm so glad you're doing this. Like, keep up the great work. It's, you know, people, and I think people are kind of yearning to unload a little bit on, can you believe what's happening?
And a lot of that is at the state level still. So people might live in flippable districts, 1, 2, or 3 flippable districts, and not realize that their vote is so critical. So when we're out talking to voters, they will talk a lot about what's happening at the national level and not really know what's going on with state politics. A lot of these people, they vote in presidential years, they don't vote in midterm elections. So again, that voter education is really critical. And making sure people know to vote the full ticket, because not everyone does. And I think it was 2,000-something people cast ballots in the district that we've been working in the most. And the Republican won by fewer than 1,500. 2,000 people cast ballots without voting in that race. Mm. So people need to know these are critical races, vote the full ticket, and here's what's going on, here's what these candidates stand for. So that's what we've been out talking to people about.
Awesome. So people want to get involved.
Yeah.
They want to, they're in Orange County, they're in Durham, they're in the blue bubble, and they want to reach out and reach out to voters in those more contested districts. What can they do? How can they reach you?
That is really why we're here. We would love for them to go to indivisibleflipnc.org, indivisibleflipnc.org. There, right on the homepage, it says fired up, ready to get out the vote. Here's how you can help. We are doing canvassing, text banking, phone banks. We're writing letters. We also have a program where you just talk to your friends and family about the importance of their vote. We sometimes forget the people that we're like among every day that we assume maybe, oh, they're posting about politics on Facebook, but they might not be voting. I mean, we can look it up and we can see like not everyone is voting. So we would love people to get involved, whether they have 4 hours to donate to this or whether they maybe have 40 hours or 100 hours. The next 61 days are going to be critical. Also, in some cases, you might have more money than you have time. We totally get that. So you can also make a donation to us at indivisibleflipnc.org. And all that money goes to our voter outreach. I mean, we are all volunteers, so you're not paying anyone's payroll or anything like that.
Awesome. Amy Cox, final thoughts?
Get out the vote.
All right. Indivisibleflipnc.org. One more time is the website. Andrea Cash, Amy Cox, thank you so much.
Thank you.